T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Erin Nagler, SheSaidTV.com. Who would win a fight, me or Chuck?
Yeah, the bystanders probably. I can't put money on either one of you guys.
He's going right down the middle on that one.
I would win war of words.
Wait, hold on. I need a logic complaint. How come like you guys get this like Chuck and Winkler ready to talk Wisconsin sports, but like you know I come on and it's just Erin Nagler of GSTV. We need a bump for me.
Oh, you want like a?
Well, we can make one.
We need some kind of like deep voice like Erin Nagler of GSTV. I need that's what we. Need.
Oh, we can do that.
That's my request for my next appearance.
What else would you like it to say? Were you voted best anything? Or we can just make it up.
No. Just make some stuff up. That's
okay. We can say Bob McGinn's best friend.
There you go.
Erin Nagler. How about
you're
that?
Always trying to start something.
I'm not. That's him. I just said that one time.
You know, I am just here.
I wrote that line for him. I wrote him that.
Okay. And I think Aaron's following, according to Facebook, Erin, you're following a little of the Bucks out there, aren't you?
Oh, well, you know, I'll
take that as a no. I thought maybe you thought we were.
Moving to New York. Since moving to New York, I just haven't. I follow, obviously, the Packers religiously, and I have really gotten back into the Brewers.
Oh, it's the Brewers years, you've been following.
Yeah, but the Bucks. I just, you know, I don't know, man. That team with Big Dog, they should have won something. And then when they kind of tore that team apart, I just lost interest. But I love Giannis, and I love what they're doing, and I'm all for it. Go kill Boston. I'm all in on that.
All right, not all the way in though. I see. That's fine.
No, I'm in on the run.
Okay,
I'm in on the bandwagon.
Well, we got you on to talk about the draft. You know, I don't think the Packers are.
He's more into the Bucks, let's say, than the guy we just had on to talk about the Bucks.
There we go again. Always goes back to Wolfel.
Yeah.
I don't think the Packers are at all serious about drafting a quarterback. I think somehow everybody's excited because they brought a quarterback in. I think they brought the quarterback in to take a look to see what they might like in the future with a quarterback. But I don't think they're serious about drafting a quarterback early.
Yeah, I mean, you never really know, obviously. Only man, you know, who can say with any kind of definity is Mr. Gutekunst himself. But, yes, it feels a year too early to be pulling that trigger. But you do never know. And I know they brought in Drew Lock, and it's funny because last year when I spoke to Gutekunst at the Combine, he made a joke that back in the day he had brought in some quarterbacks at the Combine that they had appeared at the Combine, and Ted got mad because Ted always used those pre-draft visits for, like, undrafted types. And I think Gutekunst is true to his word when he says, you know, he just wants the most information possible. It could have been a medical thing they wanted to look at, you know. And like you just said, it's not just about who they might draft. It's also information gathering for down the road. If, you know, any of these players become free agents, which you got to assume many will, they're going to have, their homework done, so to speak, 4 years down the road. So I know a lot gets made, especially when quarterbacks come into town pre-draft, but I think more than anything, it's just, you know, due diligence and making sure they've got all their homework done.
Talking with Erin Nagler, SheSaidTV.com, there was a video with Andrew Brandt on a podcast recently. He was talking about when the Packers did draft Rodgers and they had Favre and Rodgers fell to them at 24 and they knew they had to, but they didn't want to. So they were letting the phone maybe ring and nobody called with an offer and they took Rodgers. It felt early then, but it would feel more early now. As much as you do always want to think about the future, I think what it would signal to me if the Packers took a quarterback at 12 or 30, and I don't mind them taking one later, but you made the splash in the free agency. You got a new coach. You got a new quarterback. You've got guys on your – or, you got Rodgers. You've got guys on your team that you like. If you take a quarterback in round one, it seems to me like you're punting 2019.
Yes and no. I mean, it's nice that you got two first-round picks, right? I mean, it's not necessarily that you're punting on the season. You're looking long-term. And look, Brian Gutekunst wants what every first-term general manager wants, and that's a contract extension. You know, he's got a five-year deal. He's a year into it. And although he played it down yesterday when he met with the media, you know, a succession plan and life after Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that's his job. That is, A, number one, his gig. No one else in that building is more responsible for what's going to happen next at the quarterback spot than Brian Gutekunst. So if there's a guy in the draft that he absolutely 1,000,000,000% loves and thinks is a difference maker and a franchise signal caller for the next decade, I mean, and he feels that strongly about it, then he should absolutely take him, regardless of is it a year too early or not. You remember the John Madden used to say it on TV all the time, and I say it all the time on Twitter and in life. The worst time to look for a quarterback is when you need one. It's been proven time and time again. I think Denver's living out that nightmare scenario since, you know, Peyton Manning left. And you could go through the entire league with teams that, you know, you're desperate for a quarterback, you're desperate for a quarterback, and you make all sorts of mistakes and throw good money after bad trying to figure out that position when you don't have a quarterback. The time to find one is when you got one.
You know, if they're going to draft a tight end, you know, you almost think, okay, is a tight end worth drafting in the first round? But, I mean, I guess if you found the next Kelce or a next Gronk, that might be good. Could this Hockenson be anything you think that might fit that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the personnel people will have worked all this up and they're going to make their determinations as far as if he is one of those upper echelon type players. I mean, to me, he has that kind of potential. He's the most well-rounded tight end in the draft. I mean, that's been covered ad nauseum. But the idea that you can use him kind of everywhere and you can use him in line and split him out, and you're not going to actually worry about his blocking, which has not been the case with pretty much any tight end in Green Bay in a very long time. I think he's got the chance to be, if not special in the realm of Gronk, because I think that's, you know, Hall of Fame level. I think he could approach Jason Witten level, which is still, I think Jason Witten's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's obviously not the freak that Gronk is. But I think he could approach that level. And, you know, is 12 too early for that? I don't think so. Now, I'm not the one making the determinations of value here, but to me, if you've got, again, a player that's a blue chip player is going to come in and set the standard for a decade, yeah, take him at 12. I don't care if he plays tight end. I don't care if he plays safety. If he's, you know, that you've got him rated as the best player available, then yeah, go get him.
Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. So they have 12, they have 30. I feel like, especially before free agency, they're going to take defense. They're going to take an edge rusher. I think, you know, that was written in the stars. They get some of these guys in now via free agency, and there's been such a long time for us to kind of digest. So it's like,
right,
well, what if they took a quarterback, or what if they took a wide receiver, or what if they took a guard? I ultimately still think at 12, if they don't move, they're going to take a guy on defense. Where is your gut feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. Now, obviously, this all depends on how the board shakes out, right? If you're not just going to take defense to take defense. If there's a offensive player that are there that's far and away higher rated on their board, they should take that guy. But, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. It's funny, too, because after free agency, they did a very good job there as far as kind of leveling the roster talent-wise and making sure they don't have to reach. You know, I think far and away you look at the roster and the biggest hole is at safety still, opposite Adrian Amos. I know Josh Jones is coming back, but he does a lot of the same things Amos does, and you just paid Amos a whole boatload of money. You know Amos is going to be on the field. He needs a running mate. Now, I don't see a safety that's going to be worth a pick at 12. So do they go edge rusher if one of the premier guys falls to them there? Yeah, I know they signed two in free agency, but don't forget, Za'Darius Smith is going to play all over the place. He's not just going to be on the edge. He's going to be inside probably on passing downs as well. So, you know, get your waves of pass rushers. You know, we've seen teams, whether it was the Eagles 2 years ago, the Giants back in the day when they took down Brady a couple times, those teams won because they had waves of guys up front on defense that could just wreak havoc and cause all sorts of problems for the quarterback. And, you know, if that came to Green Bay, I'd be a very happy man.
Okay, safety, one thing, but would they be interested at all in more defensive back help back there?
Yeah, I mean, again, Greedy Williams is a name that you hear pop up as first round possibility. That's a corner. I would be surprised if they made that selection. You know, they have invested pretty heavily in it in the last, obviously they took two corners last year to start off that draft. They've used tons of draft capital in the secondary already, but you can't rule it out. Again, how does the board fall? You know, it might be the fact that by they get on the clock and it's just staring at them that this guy, whoever that might be in the secondary, is far and away the best value. You know, they shouldn't dismiss that just because, well, we've used a lot of draft picks back there already. Again, so much of this depends on, you know, how they value where their board is and who is on the board when things happen on the clock, et cetera. Who makes calls, like who's on the phone, who's offering to move and blah, blah, blah. That's why we love it. That's why it's the greatest kind of, you know, reality show going, because all this talk, everything you read online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, none of it means anything once the draft starts on Thursday night. And that's why it's so great.
We do a thing every Tuesday, a Twitter question. It's called Twitter Tuesday. We made that up. The question this week is, any team to beat anybody ever? It's very personal for me, just because of the way that national writers are, you know, the way that they're being. So I want to know from you, what game was the most you've ever wanted any team to win that day? We've got a lot about the Badgers in the national championship. We've got a lot of Brewer ones from their playoff runs. We've got some Packer ones back in 2010. Can you think of a game that you would fall apart and melt if your team didn't win that game?
Man, yeah. I mean, obviously, I think the Super Bowl back in 2010, when I was surrounded by Giants fans who were rooting expressly for the Steelers just to piss me off. yeah, that was one I needed. I needed that one bad because I couldn't handle, you know, the rest of that night being surrounded by all those people if the Packers lost. So big ups to Aaron and crew for coming through for me there.
I needed the pack. I was around Bears fans on that Thanksgiving game a couple of years ago, and I needed the Packers to win, failed me.
Yes, they did. Hey, you know what? I will say, though, the impetus for this, the Boston thing, like you're saying, like the national media, however they slant it, et cetera. I tell you what, I want the Bucks to win just to exercise some demons from, like, growing up. Like, remember how they used to always get into the playoffs and then, like, lose to Boston in, like, the second round? Like, that, like, memory of my youth.
That's more for Chuck.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Big Chief and Larry Bird.
Oh, Kevin McHale.
Guys, and Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge and those guys, every year they ended the Bucks. Every year. So yeah. That's why I'm rooting for the Bucks to just go in and lay waste to Boston.
There was one year, 82, where they swept the Celtics in a four-game series. Swept them in a four-game series, but then lost to Philly. And I want to say the Eastern Conference Finals, and that was year Philly was great with Moses Malone. So
a lot of losing there.
Yeah, absolutely. The playoffs, without a doubt.
From my memory.
We'll work on the intro for you, Aaron Nagler. Appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Aaron Nagler on Twitter at Aaron Nagler. And you can find him at Cheesehead TV. They've got a draft preview. They've got a lot of extensive stuff. Check that out, cheeseheadtv.com. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.